Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We want to welcome to the program Shoaib Hassan, who's a BBC Pakistan correspondent. He joins us from Karachi. There's disturbing news out of Pakistan this morning. Gunmen attacked a bus carrying the Sri Lankan cricket team on its way to play in the Pakistani city of Lahore. And this is an enormous story, both because of the instability in Pakistan and the civil war going on in Sri Lanka, and also because cricket is such a huge national event in South Asia. Shoaib Hassan, this is a very, very big story in Pakistan this morning. What's the latest?
Well, indeed, it is the biggest story in this region at the moment. What I can tell you right now is that seven policemen were killed while trying to protect the Sri Lankan players. Their bus was attacked early this morning by around a dozen gunmen who first tried to stop the bus, and then they used rocket-propelled grenades and automatic weapons to fire on the bus. Seven policemen were killed, and some of the Sri Lankan players have been injured in that attack.
What do you make of the suspicion, and I've seen it in a couple of reports, that the coordinated style of the attack is very reminiscent of what happened in Mumbai late last year?
Well, definitely, it was that type of attack. It was not a suicide bombing such as have been taking place in Pakistan over the last 2 years. It was a coordinated gun and automatic weapons attack. But these kinds of attacks have also taken place in Pakistan. Over the last 3 or 4 years, many high-profile figures in Pakistan, including the president Pervez Musharraf, former president Pervez Musharraf, has been the target of such attacks, so they are not uncommon in Pakistan.
What possible relationship could this have to the civil war in Sri Lanka between the Sinhalese government and the Tamil Tigers? I mean, it's hard for me to imagine an attack of this magnitude taking place on Pakistani soil from militants inside Sri Lanka, or maybe I'm mistaken here.
Well, I think that would be a really far-fetched possibility, the Tamil Tigers carrying out an attack in Pakistan's in eastern Pakistan. Lahore is located in eastern Pakistan. I think most of the suspicion has fallen on international jihadist groups. There has been a crackdown in Pakistan. A lot of the groups are not happy with how the Pakistani government has basically gone after them. So this could be a retaliation for the actions of the Pakistani government over the last year or so.
Shoaib, this is Farai Chidea. When I think of some of the news coming out of Pakistan, it's been about the border regions where Al-Qaeda operatives are said to really have sunk in. Is there a clear connection with the terrorist from the Mumbai attacks and possibly from this attack and what we in the U.S. think of as Al-Qaeda?
Well, it's still premature to say who is exactly behind these attacks. We have no clues. The security officials have said that they have taken four people into custody. Who these people are, we don't know. They might just be suspects who have been taken in for routine questioning. But generally, there is a pattern in these sort of attacks. This is not the first time this sort of attack has taken place in Lahore. And 9 out of 10... are traced back to Pakistan's tribal areas, and they have some sort of connection either with the Taliban or the Al-Qaeda.
So the Sri Lankan issue here may just be that the team was caught in a decision by militants to actually target cricket teams because there's such a high visibility of cricket in South Asia. I mean, is that possible here?
Yes, I mean, I think the whole the purpose of the exercise was to embarrass the Pakistani government, to show that Pakistan is not a safe place to come, and that outsiders should stay away, and that the Pakistani government is not in charge of the country. It cannot guarantee the security, anybody's security over here. So I think that was the whole point of the exercise, to show how much out of control the situation in Pakistan is.
Well, speaking of which, this is Farai again, there's also been a lot of talk about about the predator drones that the U.S. is using in these border regions. What's the reaction in Pakistan at large to generally how the U.S. is approaching some of these issues of violence and terrorism?
Well, there was this underlying strain of hostility against the United States since 2001. Over the last 2 years, that has been replaced by outright anti-Americanism. Nobody likes the American government in Pakistan. Generally, Americans were welcome, but now even ordinary Americans are not received very favorably in Pakistan. There is a lot of anti-Americanism. People feel that most of the security problems in Pakistan are because of the United States, are because of what is happening in Afghanistan and because of the United States actions in the border areas and in Afghanistan.
So, Shoaib Hassan, instability generally, but also a very, very tragic situation with the Sri Lankan cricket team on its way to play in the Pakistani city of Lahore and the victim of an attack. 12 gunmen, 4 in custody. Again, the circumstances unknown. Shoaib Hassan, BBC Pakistan correspondent, thanks for joining us from Karachi.